I'm Troop, and welcome to Tales of the Resistance, Volume 2, Persistence, a summer of original radio podcast political comedies by the confusingly named, always radical, and never ever silent San Francisco Mime Troop. Every week, we will be presenting one episode written, directed, and performed by Mime Troop veterans and dealing with the revolutionary issues of the day. This week's story, Jailbreak, a passion for justice.
Resisting arrest. That's what they call it. That's what they always called it, like I'm supposed to stand there and take it. Yeah, I was at the protest. Yeah, it got violent when those Nazi nutbags showed up. But since when is fighting fascism against the law? The other side breaks the law, breaks into Capitol buildings wearing swastikas, and they get handled with kid gloves. But wear a t-shirt that says, capitalism sucks ass, and you might as well be wearing a Target. And doing anything to stop a cop from cracking your skull is a crime. A crime called
resisting arrest.
You just use that to shut us up.
Whatever works.
You pigs ain't got nothing on me.
We got all we need, hippie.
I'm not a hippie.
Hippie?
I'm not a hippie.
What's wrong with being a hippie?
You back there, be quiet.
Some of my favorite divas have been called hippies.
That voice.
Janis Joplin, Grace Slick, the Young Cher.
It poured from the back of the jail cell like honey oyster sauce over hot, crispy chicken.
Stevie Nicks, Erykah Badu.
I didn't mean like it was a bad thing.
I did.
I'm not talking to you.
You said it like it was an insult or something.
It is an insult.
Could you leave us alone?
You don't order me around, punk. This ain't your cell block, it's mine. We took the rest of your Antifa comrades to the third precinct, but you, you're in my house, because you're special.
Special?
And if I want to call you a hippie, a commie, or an Asian Oompa Loompa, there ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Are you going to call me an Oompa Loompa, too? I think I'd like that.
Hey!
All sweet and chocolatey.
Shut up!
And smooth and dark like my name, Sanka.
I ain't got time for this.
Oh, but you do have time to drag me into this filthy jail just for writing God is gay?
In letters 8 feet tall.
Yes, well...
On the side of a church.
I used pastels. It'll come up when it rains. I don't see the big deal.
And you resisted arrest.
You did?
I may have. A bit.
Sergeant Thompson is still covered in chalk.
Pastels.
Just keep it down.
So, you resisted arrest too?
Some arrests need to be resisted. Besides, I was caught up in my artistic passion.
There it was again. Something in that voice wrapping me in a luxurious embrace.
Is this your first time in jail?
No. Seems like I get picked up at every protest.
Well, let me tell you a little something. You can't let them see they've got you rattled. And don't always act like you're shocked. Shocked that you are oppressed.
I'm not shocked.
No, you act shocked. You pigs ain't got nothing on me. Honey, if you had pearls, you would have clutched them.
I'm angry about the injustice of it all.
So am I. I've already been in here 2 days, but you don't see me complaining to my oppressor like they give even the tiniest of dams. This, darling, is the inevitable result of fighting the fight.
You sound pretty used to it.
Used to it? You think I want to be here, in this cell, on a Saturday night? I have things to meet and people to do. But if being in jail is the price I have to pay for reminding the world that if God exists, she is most definitely queer, missing one night on stage is worth it.
She stood there, glittering gold eye makeup still clinging to her brave face. Sanka had been in full drag when she graffitied the church, dressed as Angelina Jolie from Maleficent. So defiant, so brave. I had only shared a cell with Sanka for a few hours, but already I had fallen hard.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Just thinking. I like your makeup.
You do?
And how very handsome you are in this light.
In the light of a jail cell?
I've only seen you in the light of a jail cell.
Well, wait until you see me in the spotlight. You will be dazzled. What's your name?
Chung Jun.
Chung Jun. I like the way that feels in my mouth.
You do?
Listen, I have an idea.
Hey!
Would you two ladies keep it down in there?
I may be a lot of things, but I am no lady.
Well, whatever you are, be quiet.
Who died and made you queen of the cell block?
I ain't no queen.
Oh, you sure aren't a prince.
Do you know who I am?
I try not to concern myself with trivia.
My name is Thor. Thor Hammersack.
Thor Hammersack?
Actually, his name was Arthur Dweeble. I'd seen him on the news. By day, he was a sandwich jockey at Quiznos. But by night, he was the self-proclaimed thunder god of the insurrectionists. The whitest of the white people, proudest of the Proud Boys, and the oath-keepiest of the oath-keepers. He'd been arrested at the same protest I was at. I think he punched a Starbucks.
You two make me want to throw up with your... and your... Well, when we real men take this country back, we are going to be coming for the likes of you.
Coming for us?
Yeah.
Are you sure you mean coming for us?
Yeah, and when we get you, we're gonna... What? Wait, what do you mean?
I just wondered. I mean, you seem so worked up.
Well, yeah, thinking about men like you.
Do you think about us a lot?
Yeah.
Do you dream about us?
Yeah. No. What? No, that's sick.
Ooh, sick. Like a fever dream? I can picture you in your tiny bed, all covered with sweat.
Hey!
Thinking about us.
If we weren't behind these bars, I'd kick your ass.
So now you're thinking about my ass.
What? No!
Well, if you weren't before, you are now.
Shut up!
You started it.
Leave me alone!
You're really good at that.
Nothing shrivels a homophobe faster than implying that he doth protest too much.
I normally just punch him.
Fist fights smear my mascara. Besides, why punch them in the face when you can punch them in the brain?
There it was again. That tingling in the pit of my stomach, like jumping off the playground swing when it's at its highest. A kind of tickle that means you're in free fall. I was pretty sure Sanka could tell how I felt. Even in the shadows of the cell, it was hard to hide.
You're thinking something.
So, what's your real name?
Sanka.
I mean, your offstage name.
Don't assume I'm someone else when the lights go down.
Chung Jun! Detective upstairs wants to talk to you.
Detective?
Where are you taking him?
There's a couple of questions we need answered.
No, you better not lay a finger on him.
Thanks, Sanka.
At least not until I do.
Cut that out!
Jealous for...
No!
Come on!
It was a small interrogation room with hard, uncomfortable furniture. And a detective to match.
Have a seat.
Why am I here?
We have some questions.
Yeah, Mr. Jun. We have some questions.
My name isn't Mr. Jun.
Aha!
What?
You've been lying.
He's not lying.
But it says right here, Chung Jun.
In Mandarin, the family name comes first. Isn't that right, Mr. Chung?
Yes.
Because in China, traditionally the family, the community, is more important than the individual.
Yes.
Oh, commies.
Mr. Chung, you were at the protest earlier today.
Yes.
What were you doing?
Protesting.
And 10 years ago, you were arrested at an Occupy Wall Street event.
Yes.
What were you doing then?
Occupying.
Don't be smart.
I don't have any choice. I am smart.
In fact, you've been brought in quite a few times, always on the same charge.
Resisting arrest.
If they can't get you for anything else, the cops can always get you for that. Resisting. Don't move fast enough? Resisting. Don't stand still enough? Resisting. Don't do nothing enough? Resisting. Cops love saying you resisted, because then it's always up to you to prove you didn't.
Do you attend a lot of protests?
You make it sound like the opera. I don't attend protests, I protest.
And what exactly do you protest?
The rising tide of fascism.
Well, we have been told you do more than just protest.
Told?
Actually, we were told that you are one of the leaders.
Leader? Of what?
Of Antifa.
What?
You heard her, June.
Chang!
Whatever.
But Antifa doesn't have leadership.
That's what you like us to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, 'cause it's true.
Is it? Or is it not true that there's a central group of underground anarchists that plan every protest?
Yes.
Aha!
Yes, it is not true.
What?
She asked a negative question, so...
Don't be smart.
I am smart.
Mr. Chung, isn't it true... Wait. Is it not... Okay. Are you in the leadership of Antifa, just like you were in the leadership of Occupy Wall Street?
no leaders. We don't have leaders. Why can't you people understand? No leaders, no leaders.
What does he mean?
I think he means they don't have leaders.
Then how does anything get done?
The people don't need anybody to tell us what's wrong with this country.
And that would be?
Police brutality. Government corruption, the media spouting lies for the corporate aristocracy, climate change for profit, the working poor struggle to feed their families while the super rich plan their trips to Mars.
Oh, now you don't like Mars?
It's not about Mars. The fascist elite are spending our money on their escape while using the cops and the military to shut down democracy on a planet ruined by their greed.
Oh.
Very eloquent. And you still say you're not a leader.
No leaders. I'm just here for resisting arrest.
Not anymore.
You're releasing me?
Quite the opposite. We're charging you with inciting a riot, destruction of property.
What?
Assaulting an officer, public endangerment.
But that's fascist.
Of course, if you told us the names of other leaders of Antifa, maybe we could work out a deal.
There are no other leaders.
Aha! So it's just you.
That's not what I meant.
It's one or the other. You or them.
Whoever told you I'm in charge of anything is lying.
You want us to believe these protests just happen to pop up everywhere all the time?
Because the problems are everywhere all the time.
You know, I wonder if he'd be more cooperative if it meant saving someone else.
Someone else?
Someone like his little cellmate downstairs?
Senka?
Ooh. Yeah, they become really cozy.
No!
Resisting arrest could keep Senka here a long time. I'm sure they just love him downstairs. Or you could just tell us what we want to know.
But I can't!
Take him back. Give him a little time to think before we run him downtown.
Downtown?
Since Antifa is a national organization, we'll be handing you over to the FBI.
But there is no organization!
Take him.
Come on, you.
He grabbed me by the handcuffs and dragged me out. The FBI? What was going on? And who told them I was in charge of anything?
Come on.
Ow! I can't get my cats to stay off my laptop while I'm typing. Who would say I could organize protests?
Miss me?
I didn't have time to think about it.
Well, it was certainly lonely down here with no one to talk to except Cleofuss Harryback.
Or Hammersack!
Whatever.
They want to charge me with a bunch of federal crimes. Hand me over to the FBI.
Girl, once the police get you in the grip, they don't want to let go.
And if I don't make up some crap about Antifa, they're going to hold you.
What?
Somebody told them I was in the leadership, and if I don't name names, they threaten to keep you as long as they can.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
What are we gonna do?
And at that moment, the entire cell block was plunged into darkness.
What's going on?
All right, nothing to panic about. We're just having a little problem with the lights.
I smell smoke.
There's some kind of protest outside the precinct. A bunch of folks wearing those full-face head thing, whatchamacallits. Baklavas.
You mean balaclavas?
Maybe it's some of your Antifa friends come to bust you out.
Or maybe they're drag queens here to rescue me. Do any of them look particularly festive?
What's that?
They must have broken through the front windows. Stay here.
Like we have an option.
Well, ladies, I can't say it's been a pleasure.
What, you have an appointment somewhere?
As a matter of fact, I do. And I think my ride just arrived.
We couldn't see anything. The cell block was dark and full of smoke. Then, suddenly, the door to the squad room opened, and I could just make out masked figures running into the cell block.
Where are you, mein Führer?
Cell number 5!
Open cell 5!
Are you all right, mein Führer?
Give me a gas mask!
I only have extra balaclavas.
You filled the place with smoke but didn't think to bring an extra gas mask for me?
You said before it wasn't a good look for you.
Yes, not leadery enough.
That's during parades and press conferences. Actual smoke and gas. I'd like a mask. You.
Yes?
Give me your mask.
But...
Don't make me drop the hammer sack on you.
Yevol.
Good. Now let's go.
But I can't see anything.
Move it.
Mein Führer? Hello?
Hey, you, Stormtrooper!
What are you doing?
I have an idea.
Is that you, mein Führer? I can't see!
Yes, I mean, no, it's... I'm a different Führer.
But there is only one Führer.
That's true, but I'm the secret assistant Führer.
Assistant Führer?
I was on my way to meet up with you all for brunch, but I was arrested for all my white power shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
Hush! So they put me and my intern Führer in this cell.
I can get you out.
Could you? That would be fabulous.
Open cell 6. Come. We must hurry.
Wait a minute.
What is it? Do you need me to come in there and help?
No, don't come in the cell.
Why not?
Because we filled it with booby traps.
Why?
To catch communists.
Brilliant.
But we do need you to throw some balaclavas in here for us, though, to cover our faces. Because...
Yes, because we...
We don't want to...
To get any...
Smoke.
In our...
Hair.
Of course.
And some gloves.
Gloves?
To cover our hands.
What?
Fingerprints.
Brilliant.
How is this going to work?
Just act real white.
How?
I don't know. Order people around.
You, get us out of here.
Yes, mein intern Führer.
We made our way out of the cell block and through the squad room. It was still dark and smoky, and the cops were too panicked to notice the three of us sneak out a side door.
Free at last.
Mein assistant Führer, that's... What are you wearing?
What?
You look like a witch.
Didn't you see Maleficent?
No.
This is the official uniform of all assistant Führers.
It is?
Yes. Breathtaking, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, thanks for getting us out of there. I'll remember you at our next Third Reich soiree.
Where are you going?
Well, we're going to...
We have to get to the rally point.
Which is where, exactly?
The TGI Fridays across from City Hall.
Right. Listen, I think my intern and I are planning on rallying in a suite at the Hyatt.
I don't know, mein assistant Führer. The Führer was very clear.
But can we really secure a casual restaurant?
Don't worry, there'll be hundreds of us there.
But the streets between here and there, full of cops.
We'll be fine. I have a gun!
You do?
It's right here.
That's a gun, all right.
So... Come on! And don't you worry, I won't take my eyes off you until we meet up with Führer Hammersack!
And so, with a gun-waving Proud Boy behind us, and a few hundred stormtroopers ahead of us, and the FBI on our trail, we made our way through the dark streets. I had no idea how we were going to get out of this, but when I looked over at Senka, I could tell the wheels were already turning.
Jun, I have an idea.
Principal Johnson.
Yes, Miss Larkin?
It's little Jimmy. Again.
Okay. Bring him in, please. So, Jimmy.
Democracy stinks!
What?
Democracy stinks!
Now, Jimmy, I want you to go out, count to 10, and come back when you have calmed down.
Aw, oh, gee.
Out!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Come in. Yes?
Democracy stinks!
Jimmy!
Oh, it does. And girls stink, and some boys and teachers, everybody stinks.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on?
The election.
The election?
It wasn't fair.
Now, Jimmy, no matter what you see online, or what some conspiracy theorists say, the Justice Department has thoroughly investigated...
The Justice Department? Gee, I didn't know our class was so important.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about our class elections. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
So anyway, I was running for class president.
Oh, you'd be a great president.
The best ever.
Well, I wouldn't say ever.
Ever. And everyone in the class knows it. The only way Sally could win is if she cheated.
I see. You ran for class president.
The best ever.
And you lost.
Because of cheating.
And you can't accept it.
I asked for a recount, but Miss Toshima said she already counted twice.
Hold on. Room 17, please. Miss Toshima, this is Principal Johnson. Can you tell me, who won the election for class president? I see. And what were the totals? Thank you. Right. Okay, Jimmy. Let's play a game.
What game?
Cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance?
It's all about having contradicting truths in your head.
Oh, no. Is this one of those learning games? I hate those.
No, it'll be fun. Okay, this chair is somebody's mind.
Their mind is wooden?
It's a metaphor, Jimmy.
Oh.
And I am Mr. Stubborn Idea sitting in their mind. It's impossible for me to lose.
Who am I?
Well, you're the hero.
Yay!
Mr. Undeniable Truth.
That's a weird name.
It's still a metaphor.
Oh.
Now I want you to try to get in this mind with me.
But you're taking up all the space.
But you have to try. That's the game.
Okay. I don't know if we can both fit, Principal Johnson.
Try harder.
But it's really uncomfortable.
Push me out.
I can't.
You have to.
Okay. I did it! I did it!
Well, you certainly did. And if you hadn't, if we'd both tried to stay in that chair, you know what would have happened?
It would have broke.
That's right. And thank goodness Mr. Undeniable Truth won, or that chair would be living a lie.
What is the undeniable truth, Principal Johnson?
That you lost the election.
Aw, man.
Hey, now. You don't want to be a chair that lies to itself, do you?
What if Sally cheated?
Well, do you have any evidence that she cheated?
Don't have any evidence she didn't.
No, you can't prove a negative, Jimmy.
What do you mean?
Well, can you prove you didn't cheat in the election? Or that you didn't take Billy's lunchbox and put it back before he noticed? That you didn't try to overthrow the government of Venezuela?
Venezuela?
There's only one person you can blame for losing the election.
Sally?
Nope.
Miss Toshima?
No.
A robot?
You.
Me?
More kids voted for Sally because they liked what she said more than they liked what you said.
So, I lost.
Yes.
To a girl.
Yes.
And I can't blame anyone but me.
Nope.
Darn. But, well, I guess I'll have to accept it.
And that makes you better than the majority of the Republican Party. Now, shouldn't you be getting back to class?
I guess. Principal Johnson?
Yes, Jimmy?
Can I run for president in the next election?
Oh, of course you can, Jimmy.
Yay!
As long as you're not in jail.
Jail?
Revolutionaries raising our voice. Bombastic slapstick is our weapon of choice. We always draw a crowd. We're red and hot and proud. Silent no, hell aloud. The San Francisco Mime Troupe. A collective
with a socialist objective. We put things in perspective with 60 years of
free shows in the parks.
Sci-fi to detective.
Satire to invective. Tragedy and farce.
And farce.
We fought the man with every show.
Took a shot at old Jim Crow.
That made the hippie heads go pop.
With Madcap Magic Prop.
The bourgeois made a scene.
Claimed we were obscene.
And had us hauled up by the cops.
Now that was two shows before that.
This is ahistorical.
We're revolutionaries raising our voice. Subversive verse is our weapon of choice. We always draw a crowd. We're red and hot and proud. Silent no, hell loud. The San Francisco Mime Troupe. A tradition.
July 4th in the Mission. Actors and musicians build our stage and leave without a trace.
With words for ammunition,
we serve politicians. Egg on their face.
Hopey, changey, drony. We're not scared to call our phonies.
And we even got a Tony.
Isn't it sublime?
A new play every year. A treat for eyes and ears.
Cause we're not that kind of mind. No, we're not that kind of mind.
Favorite show?
Well, heck if I know.
Maybe Freedom Land.
Or something with back wino.
Eating it or 1600 Transylvania Ave.
I like the red state and possibilidad. Steel Town was built to last.
Treasure Island's a treasure.
I saw seeing double twist and twice more motion measure.
And the costumes. Dragon Lady, Armageddon Man. The incredible transforming sets. The puppetry of man. We're revolutionaries raising our voice. Serious comedy, our weapon of choice. We always draw a crowd.
Yeah!
Silent no, hell aloud!
Yeah!
San Francisco!
next week's Tales of the Resistance. The San Francisco Mime Troupe will be hosting a discussion on racial equity and police violence, facilitated by Kari Barclay, with special guests Danielle Purifoy from Durham Beyond Policing, Kat Brooks from the Anti-Police Terror Project, and Michael Gene Sullivan from the SF Mime Troupe. Audio engineering by Will McCandless. Christmas is months away, but it's not too soon to get ready for A Red Carol, the Mime Troupe's activist worker-oriented adaptation of the Dickens holiday masterpiece. With Scrooge, Cratchit, and Tiny Tim, plus rousing labor songs and our own particular biting political satire. Join the troupe in our podcast retelling of this Christmas classic. It's A Red Carol. Jailbreak, A Passion for Justice, was written by Michael Gene Sullivan, directed by Valina Brown, and featured Andre Amoratico, Lisa Jorge Garcia, Brian Rivera, Cassie Grilly, and starred Rotimi Agbapiaka as Senka and Francis Ju as Chung Jin. Little Jimmy's Election was written by Michael Gene Sullivan and directed by Valina Brown, and featured Valina Brown, Michael Gene Sullivan, and Alan Callis as Little Jimmy. Music for this episode was written by Daniel Savio, with Jewel McMillan on bass, David Rokish on drums and percussion, Dylan Jennings on woodwinds, and Daniel Savio on keyboards. Tales of the Resistance theme music was written by Daniel Savio and produced by Dred Scott. The Mime Troupe theme song was written and produced by Jeremy Mage and Daniel Savio and performed by the San Francisco Mime Troupe. Audio engineering and sound design for Tales of the Resistance is by Taylor Gonzalez, and stage management is by Karen Runk. The San Francisco Mime Troupe is a worker-run, multi-ethnic, multi-generational collective of activist artists committed to overthrowing capitalism one musical comedy at a time. And one of these days, we will get it right. Each summer, we tour our shows at a price every member of the working class can afford. Free! With so many insurrectionist reactionary shenanigans going on, the Mime Troupe needs to make sure our message of art, activism, and social justice is part of the resistance. And even though the pandemic is fading, the Mime Troupe still wants to keep our audiences as safe as possible. So we decided nothing says revolutionary fervor and safety like radio plays! And for those wondering how a radical theater can survive these capitalist times, it's because of you. The troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship. You'll never see the AT&T or Comcast Mime Troupe. How could we show the hypocrisies of capitalism if we were in bed with a capitalist? So instead, we are in bed with you, our fellow workers. Let's snuggle. And after that, you can support the troupe by visiting our website, sfmt.org. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts Hotel Tax Fund, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, Kali Austin, the Dawn Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. Thank you for listening, and remember, in 1 week it'll be time once again for Tales of the Resistance!